Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. The 11th annual Scion Film Festival takes place Friday through Sunday at the Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center in Reno. This year's festival includes presentations of science and space films, live action and animated short films, and of Secrets of the Universe, a dome show that discusses some of the universe's biggest mysteries and the scientists that are seeking to unravel them. The festival gets underway Friday evening at 6 o'clock with a concert of science fiction-inspired music played by violinist Jessica Escobar, who also regularly performs with the Reno Phil, Reno Chamber Orchestra, and other local ensembles.
I believe this is the fifth year that I have been honored to play at the planetarium. I was asked the first time, I think like a month in advance, and I thought, well, what should I play at a place like the Fleischmann Planetarium? And so I thought, you know, space kind of stuff, like sci-fi stuff.
The music she has chosen for her concerts has included music from science fiction films, of course, but has also embraced other music.
Video games, anime, I've even mixed in a little fantasy here and there. And then there's things that were not tied to anything science fiction per se, but that were drawn from things like Gustav Holst's The Planets or something, obviously adapted for violin, arranged for violin, but so spacey things as well, or When You Wish Upon a Star, you know, Fly Me to the Moon, I think I did the first year as well. So just different things that are space inspired or fantastical or science fiction.
As for this year's concert,
so I'm featuring some things from, I think, the Star Wars universe for sure. One piece that I'm intrigued by is one that I found called Der Hexenkönig, so the Witch King. It has elements of Der Erlkönig by Schubert. It's, you know, very well known. But I'm playing something from a Chinese video game called Ark Knights, in which one of the pieces, because one of the people that you face, it's in this world of like magic and arts, is a person called Der Hexenkönig, the Witch King. And the piece has the main theme that's very recognizable. Anybody who has heard Schubert's Der Erlkönig like will recognize those parts of that piece. That's one that I think is pretty cool, that has a classical intersection and science fiction intersection and fantasy intersection. That's the whole fun of it, isn't it? Like getting to experience little bits of everything, maybe classic cinema, maybe something newer. Hopefully there'll be a little bit of something for everybody.
How does she feel about being now a regular part of the Scion Film Festival?
Well, I feel honored first and foremost, because I get to be a part of something that I personally love. I love cinema, and I love what science fiction is meant for. I love how it's an exploration, not so much of what technology could be achieved, but of what impact it would have on our species and others. To me, that's kind of where it gets really interesting. It just feels special. I just feel like it's an honor. And I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would get to play in the dome theater of the Fleischmann Planetarium. I mean, I grew up going to that place. That place is a place of magic for me. So to then see it converted into like a little mini concert hall where I'm the featured performer for a few minutes, that's more than I ever would have imagined, truly.
Jessica Escobar, whose solo violin concert leads off the 11th annual Scion Film Festival this Friday through Sunday at the Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center. For tickets and more information, sci-on.org. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.